Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I see life and it's passing right before my eyes. And the past is the past. Don't be ready. Time to be alive.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend, Steve Martin. Steve is an original family member of our Brain Trust, author of Instant Profits, Making Your Business Pay, and Achieving World-Class Profit Improvement. And we're talking about, profitpro.us is his website where you can find his book and all the things that he does there. Steve is a world-class score volunteer as well, and I'm one of the things I'm very proud of him for. Almost as much as I am proud of him for almost 17 years of supporting all the things that we do here and all the things that you do where you are. Steve's been a great resource for us. Steve, thanks again for all that. We're talking about getting out of our own way. Isn't that what avoiding being stubborn is all about? And when I look around, Steve, I see stubbornness. But it manifests in ways that doesn't really sound like stubbornness, but it's the same thing. And the one thing that is consistent that I keep thinking about when I see people doing these things, it's they just won't get out of their own way. What do you think?
I think you're right. And sometimes we have to accept the fact that we might be in denial. And that's often the first step for getting out of our own way. And if we find ourselves reacting too emotionally to what the marketplace is telling us or what other trusted advisors are telling us, we may be definitely in our own way.
One thing I want to stick in here, and just as a way of being honest here, I have the same problem. You have the same problem. This is not some character flaw. Getting it, not being able to get out of your own way, Steve, is not a character flaw. It's not like being, a neurotic or something like that. Not getting out of your own way is a product of seeking excellence, and being diligent and persevering. It's just a form of getting rid of it. It's a form of fine tuning what you're doing, right? I mean, don't think that when I say that I'm indicting you, because I have the same issue. Steve, what do you think?
Oh, absolutely. If we don't have determination, we'd be working for somebody else,
right?
And not pursuing the dreams of our small businesses. So it's being determined is an important element of that. But when we head into denial, then we're in deep trouble.
Well, see, this is why every great writer has a great editor, right? I mean, some writers cannot edit their own stuff.
Jim, I've tried for so long.
Yeah, we can't do it. You can't. If you're a writer, you can't edit your own stuff. And as a business owner, you need to drop your stuff through somebody else's filter, and you need what my friend Noah St. John calls loving mirrors. You need a loving mirror. Who can look at what you're doing, who cares about you, knows what you're doing, knows how important what you're doing is, but also has your best, but knows the business world, and then they can say, you know what, you need to get out of your own way.
Absolutely, and those loving mirrors are all around us if we wake up and listen to them.
Yeah. So, last thought, Steve, on stubbornness.
It's our greatest strength can be our greatest weakness. Determination is a wonderful thing for small business people. We need it. But when it gets to the point where we're in denial, where we're getting in our own way, we're not listening to our trusted advisors around us, then we're stubborn, and that can be the cause of our own ruin.
There are people out there that can help you with this. You can find your own loving mirror, as we talked about. You can join a round table, a mastermind group, people who help each other get out of your own way. You could call a score volunteer and have them help you, couldn't you, Steve?
Absolutely, Jim. That's one of the great advantages of SCORE volunteers. It's all free. We're neutral. The only thing we're out to do is to help the small business people make the best possible decision that they can.
And that's SCORE.org, by the way. Ken Yancey, the great president there, is a great member of our brain trust. We've told you about that before. Hey, Steve, good job again today. Come back soon.
Oh, it's fun, Jim. Thank you.
Steve Martin, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back another day. We won't do without him. He's a great resource for us, and we appreciate him all the time. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.